Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Merry Christmas from the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody. Oh, it's chilly. It is so... I turned the thermostat up to almost 80 in this place. I kid you not. Even Jordan was cold. And he's smart enough to wear long sleeves. It is our 17th annual Christmas show. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And to those friends of mine that celebrate it, Happy Kwanzaa. That's Thursday. So rock and roll, whatever your holiday is. Please enjoy it. Spend time with family and friends. And just love on each other. Don't worry about the gifts. Don't worry about the presents. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men. That kind of thing. Got a ton of stuff to talk about. Got some fun stories to go over. For those of you who don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, which makes no sense to me. I mean, it's Saturday. What else are you going to do but get up and listen to this show? In the early show, we had Santa Doug come in and talk with us about what it's like to be a real beard Santa. And I would say that was a lot of fun. I mean, he's been listening to the show for years, and I truly appreciated him taking some time out. He came in. He even wore the suit. I'll be posting pictures later. That thing was warm. It was really warm. But he gave it was a beautiful story telling me about how his father was a Santa. And then when he got to a certain age, he became a Santa. And I kid you not, I almost shed a tear. It was so sweet. He told me about, I want to say his grandson. His grandson, who's now 13, every year, every Christmas, he goes and finds his grandpa's Santa suit and puts it on to see if he's gotten big enough that he can be a Santa. I thought that was the sweetest thing I have ever heard. Just so sweet. That's all I can put there. Jordan, how are you, my friend?
Caffeinated.
Now. See, we got to start pumping that IV into you before the early show.
I like the sugar-free, zero-calorie Monster and sugar-free Red Bull. Oh. Just for... In case you're looking to get me a Christmas gift.
I'm sorry I didn't yet, but I'll have
a big old case of that stuff.
Oh my God.
Or the, you know, I really love the Aldi brand energy drinks. It's not the knockoff Red Bull, but it's the knockoff Monster, because they're like $2 cheaper than regular Monster and Red Bull.
Okay, so you know I've given up beer and I've given up liquor. So we like the seltzers, you know, those White Claws. Okay. Hey.
Ain't no laws.
Yes, there is. Actually, yes, there is. Hey, Igor drinks them, but those little suckers are expensive. And then Aldi came up with their own version of it.
When? Since when? Dad,
I've been picking it up for the last couple of weeks.
What?
Yes. Lidl has their own brand too.
Of White Claw?
Yeah, of White Claw. It's some,
I saw Lidl has their own version of like Natty Light or Keystone or whatever it is.
You name it, they've got a German, not because they're German stores.
Yeah.
And they've got a German knockoff of it.
But. Was it you that was saying that you can go to Aldi and get like probably the best under $10 bottle wine?
Easily.
That you can find?
Easily. Oh, yeah. They do this, their brand, because I knew so many people that drank that, what was it, $3 Chuck from Trader Joe's, which, if you don't know this, Trader Joe in America is Aldi North,
in Europe.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I knew all these, I'm going to use one of your words, bougie people.
Bougie.
But they were drinking the $3 chuck, and they're like, would you like a glass of wine? Yeah, sure, I'll have a glass of wine. I'm just, oh, my God. Okay. And then, so when Aldi opened, they have their own, they got it called Winking Owl. And I did my research. It's California wine.
Okay.
They bought a winery.
Yeah.
And it's like, delicious. We drink, we all the time.
Yeah.
Drink it right there. But are you done your Christmas shopping?
Yeah. I think so. I think Sarah did a lot of it for me.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. My, I just got a text. Okay.
She's the resident Christmas shopper for her whole family.
Joanne is going Christmas shopping today.
Yeah.
And so to wear the dog out, I'm very proud of him. He is now going into his crate on his own.
That's good.
That's
a good sign.
I have never had a dog that did that.
Right.
And so she wanted to wear him out. So she and Charlie Inch took him to the dog park.
Yeah.
Now we go to Chimborazo's Bark Park, and there's a big section and a small section. The big section is for big dogs.
Yeah.
Small section for small dogs. Well, she just didn't think, she took him into the big dog section, which we've done this before. And for a 14-pound dog, he thinks he's a Rottweiler. And from what I can tell, he sniffed the wrong backside or something. He got in a little bit of a tussle.
Okay.
But from what she tells me, he's okay. My wife's okay. But he should sleep pretty good now.
That's good.
That's awesome. But no, I haven't. Today, I haven't done any shopping.
Right.
Nada. Just.
Well, you're running out of time.
I remember.
And I really. I envy anyone that wants to go to the mall this weekend.
I've got to go to Short Pump. After the show, I got one item. I just need one item.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers to you, sir.
I'm not scared of anybody in Short Pump. Just give a little nudge.
No, it's not even. Not even that. It's just so many people.
It's a lot of people.
Moms with strollers.
I was just talking.
It's like a mini version of Magic Kingdom.
I was talking to Kyle before we went on air, and he said the same thing you're saying. And the funny thing is, I was on air the day Short Pump opened.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had reporters out there because it was such a big deal. And everybody who's been to Short Pump, everybody's been there. Every single solitary parking spot the day they opened was full.
Yeah.
Every single.
Yeah. That's going to be the case today.
I get some steps in. I'm fat anyway.
No, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, you got to. 9 times out of 10, nobody has memorized the layout of Short Pump anyway, so they're likely going to park on the complete opposite side of the mall to where they need to go. So they're gonna take 10,000 steps just getting where they need to be anyway.
You gotta work off those cookies, man. You gotta work. I haven't had any tree. We got the tree up. It's probably the prettiest Christmas tree we've ever had. The lights then died on me, so that's what I got to deal with when I get home.
Aren't you glad you don't have a fake tree that has those lights electrical taped to the branches?
I would not. I can't come up with a reason to have a fake tree.
Yeah.
I really can't. I mean, okay, the only reason I could is like, well, there's not pine needles all over the house. That would be the only reason. But other than that, I took your advice last Saturday. I went to Big Orange. I walked in, I saw the tree, they netted it up, I was out the door. And that was it. I mean, 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
And, which means...
Aren't you glad I drove by there just to... I mean, I was coming back from Santa, but I just happened to see out the corner of my eye on Broad Street at that Home Depot, or Big Orange.
Yeah, it's fine to say. Okay.
And just, you know, I was like, oh yeah, they got Christmas trees out there, so...
It was... It's a very nice tree, and we're hanging the stockings. We're pretty much ready for Christmas. Just got to pick up a few things.
Yeah.
By the way, my mother-in-law is listening. She listens to the 10 o'clock show. I had dinner with her on Thursday, and she likes you.
I'm glad.
She thinks you're good at what you're doing.
I've been, you know, I guess this is like year 3 now.
Is this the third year you and I've been working together?
Probably.
At least it's our second Christmas.
I'll have been with the company 3 years in February.
Time does fly.
So.
It is the holiday season, so we're going to get into it. I got my list of things to give for Christmas. I've got some ideas, got some safety tips, and I will take your calls at 833-804-1140. Merry Christmas on The Home Show. WRVA, that's our 17th Christmas show. I'm pretty excited about it. Today is also the very first day of winter. And, Jordan, I don't know if you can appreciate this or not, today, being it's the shortest day of the year, is National Short Girl Appreciation Day.
Well, we have short women in our lives, so this is the perfect day to show them some love.
Now, to be considered a short girl, you have to be 5'5 or less. So does your lady fall in there?
She's not 5'5. She's like 5'7.
Okay, mine is 5'1. Okay, now she'll tell you, like, it's 5'1¾". I'm like, it doesn't make that much of a difference. But here's a couple of facts, though, I found about, first of all, I did read a study that shows that couples that have, you know, varying heights, you know, a short girl usually and a taller man, last longer, which I can dig that. I've dated tall women and didn't work out. Let me see. Short Appreciation Day in 1995. Researchers conclude that women under 5'2 are less likely to sustain a hip fracture from those who are 5'8 or taller. Interesting. In 2005, after studying a major dating website, researchers found that shorter women receive about 40% more messages than extra tall women. I know some very tall women, and they'll confirm that. They're like, dating is a nightmare. I can understand that. And 2014, according to the medical study, shorter people have less risk of suffering age-related chronic disease and are more likely to reach advanced ages than their taller counterparts. Look, I already know my wife's going to outlive me. That's a given. But I don't think it's because I'm that much taller than her. National Short Girl Appreciation Day activities. Celebrate the day by finding a short woman you know and treating her with extra kindness. Okay, I disagree with that. I believe you should treat everybody with kindness. I really do. Offer to grab a grocery item from the very top shelf next time you go to the store. Okay, I'm a jerk, and sometimes I put the coffee on the higher shelf at home just because. I know. It's not nice. Remind them of the great things about being short. Those include always having leg room on a plane, plus shopping in the petite and regular clothing section. And here's the four. I'm going to do this one for you. Four famous short people. Ready? How tall do you think Dolly Parton is?
Probably like 5'2".
5 foot. Anna Kendrick.
5'5".
5 foot. Good job. This one surprised me. Shakira.
Shakira, probably 5'4".
5'2". She's... And Carrie Underwood, who I kind of actually know who that is, 5'3".
Really?
5'3". Huh. The funny thing is about tall, short actors and actresses, depending on the role, and I know this because I know people that worked on movie sets, they'll have certain... scenes where one will be standing on a box, but they only shoot them from the waist up.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Tango and Cash? It's an old Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell movie.
No, probably didn't.
Buddy cop movie, Very funny, very good for that time. And Stallone stood on a box in every scene that he was in with Kurt Russell. So, hey, National Short Girl Appreciation Day. If you have a short person in your life, I think it's great. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What's this got to do with anything, Richard? It's fun. People are getting out of work. People are on the road. Enjoy it. Enjoy the time. I don't want to be overly serious. I mean, there's a lot of people that get way too serious about this time of year. Enjoy it. That's what I've been saying. Let me see. I put up last night, what do people want me to talk about? And, well, we'll get to the other part later. Richard, adding an approving traction on a deck stairs. When it gets icy, especially if they're unfinished, bare tread wood, we've already had one slip this year. Okay, so stairs, especially wooden stairs, do get very, very slick when it rains, when it snows, when it ices. I mean, yeah, everything does, but wood stays wet longer. You know, I can dry off my brick staircase and we're okay, but wood will stay wet longer, and it does get slippery, especially if it's a place that doesn't get a lot of sun. You can get that kind of funky moss type stuff. It's more of an algae growing on the stairs, and that's like walking on glass. So there's a couple of things you can do. One, they make tread tape. It's been around forever. Tread tape has been around forever. You can do that. You have to make sure everything is smooth, all the dirt is off of it, and it's completely dry. Put a couple of pieces that on it, and that will do the job. Now, another thing I have seen, I haven't used, but I've seen, is they make tread paint. And this is paint that basically has grips in it, like sand. And you can paint your stairs with that. And then you will not, you know, you'll have more tread than you did before. Best thing you can do, though, is make sure the handrails on your stairs are in good condition. Now, one of the things I've got to work on is I have metal hand railings on the front of my house. One of them has broken, and it broke in a weird spot. It broke down at the base that goes into the ground. Now, it was a square stock that went into a round stock, and it is concreted into the ground. It broke off where the square stock meets the round stock. I've been staring at this thing for a while, trying to figure out what to do with it. And then I come home to a nice, nasty little letter from the city of Richmond, who informed me they do not like the fact that I have some peeling paint, and if I don't take care of a few things, they're going to get on me. Okay, first of all, city of Richmond, you're right. I do need to paint the house. Thanks for motivating me. I know what I'm doing over the Christmas break. But that handrail's been bothering me for a while, and I finally figured out what to do about it yesterday, because I'm staring at this thing, and I'm like, okay, I've got round stock, and I've got square stock, and they go into each other, and they're broken right there. What am I going to do? Figured it out. I'm going to get a dowel rod that will be very, very tight into the square stock. I'm going to cut it about a foot long, slide it into the square stock, then slide it down into the round stock, the round metal, with a big squirt of Gorilla Glue. I've used Gorilla Glue to hold brick staircases together. I'm sure this would work, and that dowel rod will act as a reinforcement. There. One project, done. Now only about four more to go. It's fine. It'll make for good stories on the home show. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Or if you want to contact me, it's Richard McCann at hotmail.com. I am opening Home Guru Home Inspections coming in January. So you can give me a call at 347-1152 or email me, richmccann@hotmail.com. Don't shoot me, Santa Claus. I've been a clean living boy. I promise you, did every little thing you asked me to. I can't believe the things I'm going through. Don't shoot me, Santa. WRVA. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And happy Kwanzaa to those of you who are celebrating it. I celebrate Christmas, so I'm always going to start with that. And like I said in my earlier show, my Muslim friends don't have a holiday this time of year. Very strange. 833-804-1140. Rick and Short Pump.
Yeah, I'm standing in Cabela's right now, so I can give you a recon. It's not too bad at the moment, but the parking lot's filling up.
I've got to go to Macy's.
A lot of festive shoppers here. Oh, good luck with that. Yeah, I'm staying out of that area. And we're getting stocking stuffers, a little 30-06, a little 9mm. You know, good stocking stuffers.
Okay, well,
I got a solution for your post.
What's that?
I happen to have a lathe and a mill in my garage, and we can make a square part that then is round that you can slip into each one, and yeah. It won't be a piece of wood at that point.
That sounds promising. Can I, are you on my Facebook page?
I can be. I don't think I am right now, but
I can be.
So.
That's right. That's right now the easiest way to get a hold of me, but that would be cool because okay. I've always wanted to work with a metal lathe anyway.
Yeah, I'll do that. It's just a hobby thing that I do. And I get tools in the garage, and we fix stuff for people all the time and make parts that shouldn't have broken to begin with.
Rick, are you one of those guys that watches Forged in Fire every week?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I'm not afraid to take anything apart, put it back together. Machine it, make that a little bit smaller. I have a hard time making things bigger, but I can make things smaller.
Well, Rick, I really appreciate you offering to help, especially this time of year. Friend me on Facebook, yeah. And you have a very Merry Christmas.
Will do. Thanks. Good luck with your shopping.
Thank you. Bye. That, Jordan, I'm telling you, best listeners in the world, right here on Saturday on News Radio WRV. Linda in Chester.
Hey, Richard. Merry Christmas. Love your show. So a little suggestion or maybe possible solution for your dowel rod thing you got going on there.
Yeah.
I needed to solve the same problem and tried the dowel rod, but I couldn't sand it down enough so it would fit good and tight into the circular part of what I was trying to make. So I came up with a kind of crazy solution that actually worked, like a charm, really.
Duct tape.
No, BBs.
Well, wait, what you did?
Metal BBs. So what I did was I filled my hollow tube with, first of all, I cleaned the BBs with alcohol because you're going to use expandable Gorilla Glue along with it. Clean them with alcohol so the Gorilla Glue will stick to it. Let them dry real good. Put my BBs down into my hollow part and the mechanism I was fitting down into it. First of all, you put a little bit of water, you fill out the BBs with Gorilla Glue, and then you put the part you're going to stick into it, fit it down into it, and keep it secure and make sure it's level and straight, and let that thing dry, and then pour some more Gorilla Glue. If you have a hollow tube, you can pour more Gorilla Glue expandable into it. And some of it's going to seep out around the seams a little bit. You just got to watch it. And as it expands, wipe it off so it doesn't look ugly. Man, it worked like a charm. It's even allowing me to put some load on the tube.
Linda, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse, but I make metal furniture as a hobby, and I've recently been making some furniture out of copper piping to plumbing pipes, and I had to put a caster into a hollow plumbing copper pipe to make some stools for furniture I was making, and I couldn't figure out how to get the caster to fit flush, you know, good and tight into the hollow tube so someone could actually sit on the stool and not collapse. And man, I'm gonna tell you what, the BBs and the Gorilla Glue work like a charm. If you really want to hit it with a little bit more, you can go around it with some JB Weld, you know, the two-part kind, as a little bit of additional support, but I didn't really need that.
Hold on, Linda. Just hold on for 1 second. Jordan? Linda deserves this job better than me. She's a lot smarter than I am. She has came up with ideas I wouldn't have come up with in a million years. Linda,
The BBs cost me like $4 at Walmart. It was cool. And it added a little bit of weight. It was great. I don't know.
Linda,
anyway.
For Christmas, I am giving you the title of undocumented expert. That was just brilliant.
Oh, Well, it's only because I've been listening to your show, and I've called you multiple times, and you've always solved my problems. So anyway, it might be a solution.
It might be. You have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Linda.
I hope you do, too. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. That was brilliant. Clean the BBs, put them in the tube, and then add Gorilla Glue, and it acts like a cement with a metal reinforcement. It's genius. All right, I'm done. I'm done for the day. I might as well go home now. I mean, we're going to now listen to the best of In the Garden, because I don't think I can come up with anything that good. It's just, it's not going to happen. Wow. That was awesome. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. It is our Christmas show. I'm hoping people, you know, and I've been told, Richard, you do this every year, and it's, you're just making the holidays more materialistic. First of all, and I'm very happy about this, the nice thing about getting older is the less materialistic Christmas becomes. My wife and I, she's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, yeah, it's, at my age, I pretty much got anything and everything I could possibly want. I mean, that's just the truth of it. But for those of you out there who are doing those last-minute shopping, or first-minute shopping for me, and you're having trouble, you know, figuring out what to get someone, I have a list. I've always had a list. And some things on the list are new, some things are old, and one thing in particular makes the list every single year. In fact, last year, first year married, I got my number one list thing for my brother-in-law. And that, my friends, is a multi-tool. First and foremost, every man and woman should carry a multi-tool. It is the best thing you can possibly have. Every time there's, I use mine constantly. I used mine so much, I actually wore mine last one out. And it's probably the fourth or fifth one I've wore out. The first one I ever got was as a Christmas present in like 1997 or 98. You know, a long time ago. And since then, I've probably had five of them. My favorite, without a doubt, is, and it's surprisingly a hard design to find. The places I go, you have to go to a really good sporting goods shop or any of your prepper or gun shops. The War Store is one of the ones I saw them. I like one, I like the Gerber multi-tool. Now, Leatherman was the first one out there. They've been around since like the 80s. And don't get me wrong, Leatherman is an awesome tool. My problem with it is I don't like the way it opens. I don't like the flipping of 360 degrees. Just me. What is nice about the Gerber for me is that patented snap. You just snap your hand and boom, the jaws come out. Always been a fan of it. Works for me. And just between you and me, it looks cool. Snap. There you go. Now, what's hard to find for the Gerber, especially when you, even if you go online, is almost every single multi-tool I see is a needle nose. A needle nose pliers, which is fine. You know, when you're, you know, camping or hunting, I imagine the needle nose would come in a little handier. If you're a fisherman, everybody has a pair of needle nose in their tackle box. I don't need needle nose. If I'm using needle nose in my business, that means I'm working on something that's electrical and I want it insulated. What I get is the square nose pliers multi-tool. And they're tricky to find. It's one of the first original designs by Gerber. And, you know, now they come up with 1,000 different pieces in it. But I love that square nose pliers, because if you ever tried to grab anything with needle nose, you don't have a lot of surface there to grab hold of whatever it is. With my square nose multi-tool, I kid you not, not bragging, maybe a little bit, I can disconnect and install a toilet just with my multi-tool. In fact, before I moved away from the plumbing business, I started playing a game with myself because I was bored. And the game was, how much of a job can you get done just using your multi-tool? That's all you got. Because the more tools you carry in is the more tools you have to carry out. And that's used to drive me nuts. My dad would be like, go get this and this and this. And there's 700 tools laying on the floor. And then he'd say, all right, put them back in the truck. Don't want to do it. So number one, a Gerber pliers multi-tool. I'm telling you. Number one gift every year. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA.
This time, making Christmas. Making Christmas.
This is the fine. WRVA. Okay, what is that one? I mean, you go out and find some crazy stuff for me, but
it's Rise Against.
Rise Against. You know what? We're gonna if I'm gonna talk to the people upstairs to get you to start programming the Christmas music for Mix. You know,
Not Mix. XL. I mean, I just put in Christmas rock songs on YouTube.
But I mean, Mix, you know, they're playing all the traditional Christmas music. I think you'd be able to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, someone talk to Zach.
I will write that letter. I will write that. By the way, did you say somebody called in and asked what song we play at the end of our Christmas show?
Yeah, at the end of the first show.
It's Dropkick Murphy, The Season's Upon Us. I think I've been doing that for about 5 or 6 years. If you don't know who Dropkick Murphy is, they are an Irish rock band out of Boston. Probably the only good thing to ever come out of Boston. And I'm biased. And and it's if you don't know who they are, if you ever saw The Departed, they did all the music for The Departed. So you will hear that at the very end of the show. There's a couple of traditions I have doing the home show. And that is every Christmas, you're going to hear The Season's Upon Us. And every 4th of July, you'll hear America the Beautiful. It's something I'm stuck with and I'm going to keep doing until they kick me out of the building, which hopefully won't happen anytime soon. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you have a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle, let me know what's going on. If you're having trouble finding out just the right thing to get that special. Okay, you know what? Maybe they're not that special. They're just somebody that you want to buy something for. You know, they're okay. I mean, they're not great, but you like them. So, you know, we can figure something out. As I said, my number one thing every year is the Gerber multi-tool. It just is. I can do just about anything with it. And it's not an expensive tool. They're very rugged. You're not going to put it through near the abuse I put it through. Just saying. So go out there and get yourself one. They're tricky to find, the ones with the pliers, not the needle nose. I don't need the needle nose. Just me. Now, another thing that people want to, you know, can get for that special someone in their life is a cordless, wait for it, impact. I didn't say a cordless drill. I said a cordless impact. Now, the beautiful thing about cordless technology is how much it has changed. My brother, about a year ago, he comes by the house. He drops off a rigid, cordless hammer drill. Now, a hammer drill is designed so that you can drill into masonry. But this one in particular, you can switch from hammer drill to regular drill. this was one of the older models of cordless technology. Now, we all know that Rigid makes amazing stuff. That's a given. But what amazed, and he told me, it's like, brand new, this thing was like $1,000. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Brand new, this thing was, you know, about $1,000. Okay, maybe it was a little cheaper than that. The weight of it is insane. I try using it, and just the pure weight of it was killing me. 833-804-1140. Richard in Midlothian.
Hey, how you doing?
Well.
Okay. Hey, I came home from a trip the other day and had a little surprise. My fiberglass bathtub developed a crack going down the side of it, and it's in a tub surround. I don't know why it cracked. It just all of a sudden, who knows?
All right.
But anyway, I was wondering if I could, if it's very difficult to just replace the tub without replacing the surround. The surround's a pretty good one.
Okay, so is it a? Let's back up a little bit. We got to figure out what caused this problem before we do anything else.
It may be age. It's probably 12 years old, something like that. I don't know. But nobody was in the house.
Yeah, 12 years old is not old for a fiberglass tub. I've seen those things 30 and 40 years old. How long were you gone for?
2 months.
All right. And what temperature did you set the house?
60.
Okay, that shouldn't have messed with it.
I didn't think so either.
At some point, I would probably crawl underneath your house into that area and make sure you don't have a water leak and some kind of wood rot.
Okay.
Because it's not going to just crack out of the blue.
I know. It just seems so strange. Yeah.
Yeah. Something caused pressure to make it crack. Now, did it crack open or did it crack in?
I don't know how to answer that. It's just kind of a gap. And it's very narrow.
Okay, so that it cracked open. That's what
open,
I was.
Open, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because cracked in means it was falling in on itself, and that would be not good.
No, it didn't. It didn't crack in.
Okay, and you say so? It's a tub and a three-piece surround.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Those surround. You set the tub, and then the surround locks into it down.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. Before I do anything, first, let's get on some old clothes, grab a flashlight, and go crawling.
Okay.
Because something caused that. And if you told me, you know, the heat went off completely or something like that, I could say, okay, something shifted, blah, blah, blah. I want to know what caused the crack. Before I start thinking about getting rid of the tub, though, because you're going to have to take the whole thing out.
Yes.
Because you said it's in the tub, not in the surround.
No, it's in the tub.
Okay. Before I do that, I would contact my friends over at Miracle Method.
Miracle Method, okay.
Okay, because what they do is they resurface bathtubs. And it's not just one spray and it's done. It's 9 layers thick. And I have seen them repair cracked tubs and then resurface them. And you're good as new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. You can probably take some good quality pictures of it and email them to them.
Yeah.
You're in Midlothian. They're out in Oilville. So it's not a long stretch.
Okay.
But if they can't repair it, then you're going to have to take everything out.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Now, you might be able to salvage the surround by cutting about an inch and a half, the sheetrock about an inch and a half above the surround and on the sides and unscrewing it. It's possible, not probable.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
All right, well, that's a good suggestion. I'll get a hold of Miracle and just maybe get them to take a look at it and see if what they suggest, and I'll get under there and take a look.
All right.
I appreciate
Do you have another bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Because I tell you one thing I've learned after being with my wife for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
True love is having only one bathroom.
Gotcha.
Okay? That true dedication to a relationship, sharing a bathroom.
I have one other thing going on, and that's that we got a lot of trees here where I live, so, you know, if I really need it, I got that.
Okay, just between you and me, I've got a privacy fence. So there have been moments. Yeah, you know, she'll come out and she'll were you walking the dog? I'm like, not really. No. But I didn't want to interrupt you. So
there you go.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Merry Appreciate Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Yeah, Jordan, since you are going to be getting married soon, I am going to say this. True love is a house with one bathroom. That's and no fan, by the way.
That's why our apartment's going to have two bathrooms.
Is it now?
Two bathrooms.
Two full baths or a bath and a half?
Two full bathrooms.
Okay.
Two bedrooms, two full bathrooms.
And one of them is going to be your bedroom, one's going to be her bedroom.
I told her you're going to have, at least you're going to have one bathroom that you can get ready in, and then, because she's always like, you take so long taking a shower and sitting on the toilet. And
My wife will actually come to the door. She's like, are you okay in there?
She knows if I take my phone in the bathroom that I'm going to be in there a little while.
I've got I have a complete library next to the toilet. So, yeah, she'll say, are you okay? Are you all right? Yeah, true love, sharing a bathroom. It's without it. By the way, I have been working on that bit for a while, and I'll be using it during my stand-up in 2020. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. When we get back, more ideas for Christmas. I've got a few of them. We might take a trip down south or two. By the way, do you use air freshener in your car? I mean, I know my truck smells terrible because it's a truck. I didn't realize that trying to make it smell nicer could make it blow up. Yeah, you heard me right. This is The Home Show. They don't bring me. My girlfriend is by my side. Through the roof are hanging sickles of ice. Their whiny voices get irritating. It's Christmas time again.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number two of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your home improvement guru. 833-804-1140 is a phone number, and I have the hiccups. I think this is the first time in my radio career I've gotten the hiccups. Oof. Hate it. Hate it so much. It's not a good look. So, it is our Christmas show, and I want to talk about things we can buy for the people in your life. I've already said get a multi-tool. Definitely a big one for me. Excuse me. And I was talking about cordless impacts. Now, the reason I brought that up, everybody has a cordless drill someplace. And the problem is, it's probably pretty old and it's really, really heavy. What I want you to look at is some of the new technology that is out there. They now have cordless materials. The batteries, they're a quarter the size of some of the stuff that we used back in the day. Now, I remember getting our first cordless drill set, and it was the greatest thing in the world for me. I mean, I don't have to take a drag a cord up underneath the house. Hallelujah. But they were heavy, and they didn't last very long. My first cordless sawzall, we returned it. Didn't last, but maybe like 4 2x4s, and it was done. The reason I say get a cordless impact instead of a cordless drill is a cordless drill is fine, for drilling holes. It's not so great for driving screws. And I use it as a screw gun a lot more than I use it as a drill. So the nice thing about the Impacts is they are super, super small. I mean, they are light, but they will drive. Take my privacy fence on my house. Privacy fence is every bit of 18 years old. And it's starting to twist. It's starting to warp. I'm going to have to do some serious work to it this summer or spring. But to keep it in place and keep it from falling apart before then, I went out and I bought these huge 5-inch screws. I wanted to go through the board, through the 2x4, and deep into the 4x4. With a cordless drill, it wasn't going to work. I wasn't going to be able to get it in with the cordless impact, just like, you know, you NASCAR people, impact. It drove those screws in like nobody's business in one try. It's got that much torque to it. So I would definitely say go for the cordless impact versus going for a cordless drill. Now, if you're going to buy a whole set, they now make these package deals for cordless tools. I want you to pick and choose what it is your person actually is going to use. I've never understood a cordless flashlight. Really? What's the point? I might get a rechargeable flashlight. I still have my Pelican someplace. And the beautiful thing about that, I can recharge it and it's done. But if they're telling me I can have 4 different pieces, cordless flashlight's not going to be one of them. I personally, if I was going to buy a set, I would be looking for, yes, still a cordless drill, sure. I'm going to look for the cordless impact, absolutely. I'm going to get the cordless circular saw. That was one of my favorite tools back in the day because I'm not a carpenter. I only have to cut, if I'm going to cut something, you know, 1 or 2 boards, a dozen tops. Cordless circular saw does the job, and as far as I'm concerned, the blade's on the right-hand side, on the right side, which means on the left side. Never understood. I'm holding something with my right, and I have to lean over it to cut it off. Drove me absolutely nuts. So, I would also get the cordless Sawzall. Like I said, that technology has gotten so much better. And as a plumber electrician, it's probably the tool I used absolutely the most was the cordless Sawzall. So, if you're going to go cordless tools, that's the way I would do it. I hope, that's going to be a nice gift for somebody if that's the way you're going to go. But again, get the tools somebody's going to use. If there wants somebody that needs they make the cordless RotoZip, they can do that. That's, like I said, interchangeable. But get something that's light. And you don't have to buy the most high quality out there if you're not going to be using it every single day. That's another thing. People buy the most expensive. I bought Snap-on tools so I can work on my car. That's great. How often do you work on your car? Maybe once a year. Doing what? Simple little stuff. So you're saying a Craftsman set would have done the job instead of buying? I mean, I love Snap-on. Don't get me wrong. Amazing tools. But I don't need it. I can work with a Craftsman. I can work with the Lennox or any of the other brands. I just buy the tools that I need. That's a big one. Another thing, I do want to bring this up. If you're thinking about buying tools for the lady in your life, which I strongly advise, my wife has her own toolbox. Absolutely. And I don't touch it. One, don't touch your lady's tools. You have your own tools. Stay out of her tools. You don't like it when she goes digging around in your box and then you can't find anything. The same thing goes for her. This is another case of buying stuff that actually fits the person that you're buying it for. Now, the major difference, first of all, don't buy anything with flowers, hearts. Oh, look, it's pink. She'll love it. I hate that. It's condescending, and you really shouldn't be condescending. But you might look at tools that are lighter. Like, I think my average hammer that I use is maybe 16 ounces. I don't need a big framing hammer, but I got a 16-ounce hammer. For the ladies out there, I'd buy a 14-ounce, possibly a 12. Again, they're not going to be framing a house. They're going to be hanging paintings or maybe putting up trim. They don't need a hammer that's as heavy as the one you gentlemen are using. Also, look at the size of the different pliers, channel locks, whatever you've got, and buy them accordingly. I have certain wrenches. Yeah, I like the fact that they're in my tools, but I'm not going to use them. They're too heavy and they're too big. I don't need them. So try to size things up to the size of what people are going to be actually using and doing. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I will reiterate, gentlemen, stay out of your wife's toolbox. Just saying. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Please don't forget to check out WRVA.com, where you can download podcasts of the show. And if you miss anything, you can also get the radio.com app, and you can listen to us wherever you go. That is the way to do it. When we get back, I've got a story. It's a Florida story, but it's probably the best one I've read in a long time. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Merry Christmas, everybody. Whew. I got rid of those hiccups, Jordan. You know, everybody says the same thing. Hold your breath. It'll make them go away. Doesn't work for me. And honestly, scaring me doesn't work. I didn't have a soda. What I used to do is just guzzle a soda. And then and that usually got rid of them. Or, I hate to say it, the more painful thing, just cough them out. So I can't do bad radio. You can't hear me do it. This, oh, it's not good. 833-804-1140. It is our 17th annual Christmas show. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. If you're one of my Hebrews or Shebrews, Happy Hanukkah. And to all of those of you who celebrate Kwanzaa, have a blast. I live on Fulton Hill, and there is a Kwanzaa festival every year. Every year, down at our community center, there's a Kwanzaa festival. And I am going to be the first to admit I've never gone. And I've come up with a million excuses. I've got stuff to do. I've got to go be someplace. And you know what? This is the year I'm not going to be that guy. I will figure it out and get down there, because I like my community. Fulton has changed a lot. I was talking to somebody the other day. They've been up there almost as long as me. And they're like, yeah, I remember what it used to be, and I remember what it is. I know what it is now. So, 833-804-1140. Jordan, as usual, it's about this time of every show, we jump in the car and take a little trip down south.
It happens in Florida.
Now, I'll be the first to admit that I have found stories about Florida that have been just ridiculous, and I have taken every advantage of it. I have laughed, I have ridiculed, and I've been less than a nice person. But this is a story I absolutely had to share, and well, here it goes. Florida man pays electric bills for 36 families about to lose power. A Florida man who once spent a Christmas without electricity is paying it forward, literally. He paid the power bills for 36 families with past due accounts. Mike Esmond says he will never forget the Christmas he and his three daughters spent in 1983 without heat and power because they couldn't pay his bill. He says one of the coldest days on record in Pensacola at only 9 degrees. I didn't even know it could get that cold in Florida, but I imagine it can. And remembers there were icicles hanging off the window. The 73-year-old small business owner says he doesn't want any other families to spend the holidays shivering. He went to the city of Gulf Breeze this month and requested a list of all the utility accounts that were past due and at risk of having their gas and water turned off. Then he paid for all 36 of them and totaling about $4,600. The Pensacola News Journal reported that instead of sending out notices that their gas and water are being shut off, the city sent out cards notifying the residents of Edmund's gift. Angela Casquillo says she was stunned by the stranger's kindness. The mother of four was struggling to choose between paying bills or buying presents for her kids. She posted on Facebook a message saying, "Angels absolutely walk among us." That just, you know, when I was talking to Santa Doug during the first show, he's like, you know, sometimes kids will say something that just makes him want to weep openly. And I get the same way. Sometimes I read things like that and I'm just like, there's better human beings than me out there. And all I can really do is hope to, you know, whenever I can, live up to something like that. I mean, for a lot of people, you know, I don't know anybody who can say $4,600. Here you go. Chump change. No. I have dear personal friends that $4,600 is like 3 months' pay. And he paid the gas and water bill for 36 different families. I think that is fantastic. So for all those people I've ridiculed in Florida, I can say this. There are some really decent human beings down there. And I want to thank you very much, especially this time of year. I mean, that's it. Who cares about the presents? I don't anymore. It's nice. I appreciate it. I know you were thinking of me. But, you know, I mean, 1 year, there was a time. Now, remember, I have 7 brothers and sisters. And there was a time when we all bought presents for all of us. So do the math of 8 times 8 plus parents plus nieces and nephews. It got ridiculous. Absolutely nuts. So 1 year, instead of going out and buying a huge bunch of junk, what I did is I took all my Christmas money. It wasn't a lot, but what I did have, I took down to Feed More, and I made a donation in my family's name. And that's what I gave the family. And they appreciated it. By the way, a big apology to those of you who were expecting Feed More to be here today. I said last week they were coming. There was, you know, this is a crazy time of year. And families coming in and going out and all the other nonsense. It just didn't work out for our for scheduling. So they are going to reschedule sometime after the first of the year. This is 2020 is going to be very guest heavy. And I'm pretty excited about it. Jordan's excited about it because I want to talk to people. I've got one lady who listens to the show. She makes backpacks, food, toiletry, stuff like that for the homeless. I'm hoping to get her in here. I've been talking to the Richmond Technical Center. They're going to come in here. Feed More. And this is done. Feed More is having a huge push, especially this time of year. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it used to be called the Richmond Food Bank. And now it is much bigger than that. Yes, they are still a food bank. I've taken the tour. And the amount of food that they offer is mind-blowing. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Mind blown. Boom. And it's a never ending cycle of food coming in and food going out. If you want to, if you want to donate some time, if you got time to spend, they have the need of hands always. Collecting food, sorting it. That was one of the parts that really threw me for a loop, is how many hands it takes to sort the amount of food that's coming in. I mean, you've got your box goods, you got your canned goods. They get fresh food in. They have massive coolers. They get fruits and vegetables in. If you want to, don't want to donate food or money, donate some time. They could definitely use the extra hands. Now, maybe you're somebody who likes to cook. They have one of the biggest commercial kitchens I've ever seen. And that is all for cooking food to make for Meals on Wheels, which, again, another monster undertaking. Basically, people, the drivers come in every day and they are given a list and the directions of how to get to each house so that they can deliver hot meals to people and check in on them to make sure, hey, you doing okay? You all right? Sweet. So, I mean, I'm not, I don't know if I'm selling it, you know, particularly well, but if you want to, you want to make a difference in somebody's lives, donate to feed more food, money, time, effort, whatever you got, they'll take it. And we'll talk about other charities as the year goes on. My name is Richard McCann. It's the Christmas Show right here on News Radio WRVA. McCann on News Radio WRVA. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show on our 17th annual Christmas show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa to those who are celebrating it. So I gave you a couple ideas of things you can get for, you know, you're that person. I say special person. They might not be that special. You might like them okay. You still want to get them something. I'm not trying to promote materialism, though, you know, I've been accused of it before on the Christmas show. But I'm going to go over a couple of things I would say no to. And Jordan, real quick, have you ever done the, have you done any of those Ancestor 23 and somebody else things where you swab and send it off? Have you?
I haven't, but my brother has.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the result? Anything interesting? I mean, besides the fact that you're French,
Eastern European or Western European?
Oh, so you're a white guy.
I'm clearly Caucasian.
Okay. My wife said to me, she goes, "What do you think about us doing one of those things for Christmas?" And I looked at her very plainly and said, "Absolutely not." And she said, "Well, why not?" And I said, "For two reasons." And I understand there are certain people that advertise on this station that they advertise for them. And it's fine. If you want to do it, do it. These are my reasons. One, I don't want somebody selling off my genetic map. I don't want it. I mean, if there's a way that I could be insured, it was staying with just me and nobody else was going to get to see it, I would do that. But, and this, Jordan, this is true. Everybody listens, this is true. My dear friend, Jeff, he bought one for his wife for her birthday. "Here you go, honey. You wanted one of these kits." She's like, "Yeah, I did." And she did the swab. She sent it off and it came back and basically told her things that she already knew, except for one little tiny thing. Yet the half-brother she had no idea even existed. Okay? She's my age. I said, wait a minute. So is this a half brother from dad or from mom? She goes, from dad. I'm like, so dad didn't tell you? Dad didn't know. That would freak me out. I'm pretty sure I'm a twin that my parents gave away the other one anyway. So no, I would not be doing that. I mean, she wanted to do it. That's fine. Okay. Congratulations, honey. You're Italian. I've also been looking at some things around the house to try to cut back on our bills. This is something I want to bring up to people because we don't realize it happens until it is too late. Quite literally, the most expensive bill in the house was not the gas, wasn't the electric, wasn't the water. It was the cable. And I hooked up the cable to Casa de Mexican like 4 years ago. And I opened up the bill the other day and I went, whoa! I mean, through the roof was not even close to what I would describe it as. Now, I get it, one of the reasons I will say this, we have the premium channels because we like the shows. And we don't go out. Very seldom. Very seldom do the wife and I go out. Usually she gets home from work, she's exhausted. By the time I get home on Saturday, I'm pretty much wiped out. We don't go to the movies because it's not comfortable. We don't eat out because we cook at home. By the way, have you ever had etouffee, Jordan? I made a whole pot of it, and I will bring you some next
week. Nice.
All the seafood, everything in it. We don't eat out. I'm usually disappointed by wherever restaurant we go, or it's so much money that, you know, it's just not worth it to us. So I was okay with spending money on cable. Cable, internet, you know, some premium channels, fine. But when I saw the bill, I nearly lost my mind. And I said, okay, I'm going to fix this. And I got in the truck and I went to the showroom for the cable service that I use. And here's what I found out. They said, Mr. McCann, you signed up with us about four and a half years ago. I'm like, yeah. They said, you signed a contract. Yes. They said, your contract ran out. And I'm like, excuse me? What does that mean? It means that once my contract ran out, my bill went up. A lot. I said, well, let's fix this right here and now. They couldn't do it in the store. I had to go back home and talk to somebody on the phone to find out what was going on. When I was all said and done, I saved, wait for it, $70 on the cable and internet. Because I didn't realize the contract ran out. I just thought I was being hit with late fees. No, it was just turned out that I was being hit because I didn't pay attention. For those of you that have cable TV, cable internet, which is what? I'd say, let's say 80% of us, 85. It's so common these days. It's like a utility. When I was growing up, there was no way we were getting cable. I didn't have cable until I moved to New York. I would suggest to you go over your bill, call your company, go over it with them, and the best thing was when I was done, I had actually renegotiated my contract. It was cheaper than my original contract. I got faster internet, which I don't understand that at all, but the internet will be so much faster than instant. I don't see where. I'm not downloading anything. In fact, I'm trying to stay off the internet. By the way, I keep going off in these side directions. For those of you who heard me, I said about a month or so ago, I was going to do my best to stay off my phone. I wanted to ditch the thing and put it away and use it as a phone. And I found I was still doing it. I would get bored. Let's look at the phone. I'm bored. Look at the phone. I'm bored. Look at the phone. I erased social media off my phone. All of it. If I want to look at social media, I have to go get my computer and log onto it that way. It's not instantly in my hand. And I will say this, in 1 week, I use it almost for nothing but the phone. I might check the headlines, but that's not social media. Social media is changing constantly. So there's one for you. You want to use the phone less, ditch your social media. Now, for Christmas last year, I got one of the first pay services for the television. It was on sale. I said, I want this. It was like $60 for a year subscription. I got DC Universe. I'm a comic book kid. I want to watch my old cartoons. I want to watch the new stuff. My whole thing was new media, new content. That's what I was looking for. Only problem is, really wasn't much of it. In fact, even though it was on sale, so we got the year subscription, but now that it runs out in January, I'm not re-upping it. Just because there's nothing new under the sun. If I want, I can probably go back later and, you know, sign up for a month and then turn it back off. Now, a lot of you have probably heard about Disney Plus. It's been out for, 2 months now? I will admit, I was one of the first people to get it. Why? Because I'm a Star Wars geek, and I'm a comic book geek. I wanted to see The Mandalorian, and I wanted to see the comic book stuff. Problem. I'd seen all the comic book stuff. I'd seen all the Disney stuff. I don't have kids. I've seen all the Discovery stuff. Except for The Mandalorian, which only has one more episode, there's no new content. So, come first of the year, turning that off too. I'll probably wait a year just so there'll be something fresh for me to look at. Paul in Norfolk.
Northside.
Okay, Northside's even better.
Thank you. Good. Merry Christmas, Richard and Jordan. Yeah, happy y'all have a good 2020. One thing about the cable you're talking about is watch your bill. And you can see how, if it goes up, a lot of people do not realize once they lose their contracts, it will double and even triple, okay?
My contract ran out, and it went up by a third, at least.
Oh, it probably is higher. But I had a question about the toolbox you were talking about earlier for the significant others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, metric or standard sockets?
Most of your good sets come with both, and you're going to need them. More things are coming in metric these days. In fact, if you're working on a car, guess what you lose? The 10-millimeter socket. You can't find it anywhere. But if you're going to buy one of those sets, make sure, you know, they say, oh, it's got 150 pieces. Well, remember, every Allen wrench counts as one piece.
Right. Okay. Every socket can. So if you want, if I have to update my mid-1975 Sears Craftsman set, what would you think would be the best way to go?
I would probably go to, I think it's Big Orange that carries Craftsman tools.
Okay, because I have noticed more and more the metrics are needed more than the standards, and it's just amazing how things change when you think you have the right tools and you say, like you said, the 10-millimeter. Also, what would you recommend for a weight difference for the significant others versus mine? Mine can get up to about 35, 40 pounds. What would you say would be the maximum
You know, is that, again, if you're buying a smaller set because it doesn't have as many tools in it because she doesn't need them, that'll drop the weight. My big thing about weight is hammers, because I'll swing a 16-ounce hammer all day, but for my wife, I would probably get a 14-ounce or possibly a 12, just because she doesn't need to be driving, you know, spikes.
Okay, yeah, true. So y'all have a good holiday season, and I'll talk to you, because I got a 40-year-old house that's starting to need repairs, and I'm going to need your help.
Merry Christmas. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 till noon.
I know, and y'all been. I remember you from the days of the toilet seat at the old state fairgrounds.
Thank you, Paul. This is The Home Show.
Said I won't be coming by my house this year, 'cause I tried to drown my sister and I pierced my ear. Oh, Mama made it perfectly clear, Santa don't like bad boys, especially Jewish ones.
I didn't know. I didn't know he made a Christmas song.
Blocks are what I desire.
You know, I watched that David Spade show on Comedy Central. I tape it so I can watch it in the morning, because I just like listening to other comedians. And he interviewed Sandler. I've never liked Sandler, mostly because I don't like his movies. But just one-on-one talking to a buddy of his, he kind of seems like a okay guy.
Yeah.
I've heard he's difficult to work with.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, I saw him when he, I saw him perform when he and Rob Schneider were at Altria, and they did their show on 420 for his Netflix special.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was real awesome. He's pretty funny.
Real quick, because I've got you here. It's Christmas-ish. It's Christmas light. Christmas is a couple of days. And I was talking about entertainment. By the way, like I said, if you have kids, Disney Plus works. If you don't have kids, there's not enough there for me right now. But I got to say this. I have certain movies I have to watch every Christmas. And everybody does. And I asked on Facebook, you know, what is that movie? I don't get the obsession with A Christmas Story. I've seen it, but I don't get it. I don't laugh at it. I don't. It all seems rather annoying. And, I mean, if I was looking for a Christmas comedy, I'd go with Christmas Vacation way before I would go with A Christmas Story.
Christmas Vacation's funny.
Yeah, it's good. I tend to go for more. It's a Wonderful Life. I've seen it a million times. Will I watch it again?
Yep. Boring.
Really?
Boring. It's a good movie, but it's boring. What? It's just boring.
I don't know. I kind of find it refreshing, reassuring. Of course, everybody's ripped it off a million times, so
that's true, too.
That's disappointing. And I will say this. You can all call me sappy all you want. I used to love watching the movie Love Actually at Christmas time. I'm not watching it this year for one simple reason. I got somebody I love in my life. And I think that movie is kind of designed for people that are trying to figure out their love life and what makes them happy. So there you go. But Christmas Story, not gonna happen. Look, Christmas is only a couple of days away. I want you to remember this. It's all about family. It's all about friends. It's about love and peace, and that is it. Don't worry about the stuff under the tree. Don't even worry if you got a tree. It doesn't matter. I do want you to think about those people that have a rough time with life, especially this time of year. And I said it last week, and I'll say it again. The best thing you can do, we all know, or at least I hope we do, sometimes it just pops up and you didn't know anything about it. But if you are worried about somebody, if you think somebody could use that little extra encouragement or just a kind voice, the absolute best thing you can do is just call. Call that person up and say, how you doing? How's things going? This time of year has affected my family. Not just me, my wife. My wife and I are a family. And it's affected both sides. So reach out. See what's going on, and, you know, it'll help. Invite them over. Have a candy cane or something. Never can hurt. If you're going to go out and party, please don't drink and drive. Uber, Lyft, It's so much cheaper than getting a DUI. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to wish you and yours a very happy holidays. That means happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, enjoy it. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. And don't stress. Because you know what? The day after, you're still there. And you're still dealing, you know, you're still with the people you care about. Just enjoy it. Jordan, Merry Christmas, my brother.
Merry Christmas.
All right, now let's play it out.
The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and old sod, drinks whiskey alone with my miserable dog, who won't run off at Jerry, couldn't care less, he defiled my teddy bear and left me the mess. The season's upon us, it's that time of year, brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer, there's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung, there's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.